right, deputies. Order, order. We have a lot of speakers to get through before we vote. Supporting the motion, Deputy Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin.
We didn't rush into this no confidence motion, so we didn't. It took us a full week to find the printer and the doll that could do all the fathers and our names and stuff.
Janus.
Well, Simon Harris is out of his depth, running on empty, a busted flush, a spent farce, a last tango with Paris. If I was Minister for Health, would you have confidence in me? There's not a bleeding snowball's chance you would. And that sums up this government. It's snowballs, just like Fianna Fáil, yeah.
Allow Antisha, Leo Overradacher.
Sorry, Concord, I've dropped my sheet of Sinn Féin puns on bombs and stuff. But the fact is, I have full confidence in the Minister for Health. What he lacks in experience, maturity, intelligence, wit and education, he more than makes up for in his willingness to be repeatedly publicly humiliated. What else? Oh yeah, he's young, even though he looks like he's been hit by a bag of flour. And of course, he recently had Ireland's only baby. Hashtag human interest. Gotta go, Count Corla. That's my Fitbit reminding me I have 50 emergency burpees to do.
Order, Deputy John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil.
I'm putting this government on notice. Notice to quit. I don't know why we support you. I don't know why I'm even here. Why are any of us here? What's it all about? How do you even get the fig into the fig roll?
Deputy Stephen Donnelly, Fianna Fáil, or whatever party he's in this week.
Minister Harris has proven himself incompetent, unable to manage the nurses, cervical check, the children's hospital, the department, or his budget. And that's why we in Fianna Fáil will completely support him.
Minister Jim Daly, who we all forgot about because he's in charge of mental health services that don't exist.
Fianna Fáil has squandered millions and billions and gazillions of taxpayers' money, and we've only wasted a fraction of that. It's time for them to go.
That's not the motion, Minister.
Isn't it? I've no idea what's going on, Concord.
Now, Corla, Sinn Féin are just rolling out their shabby guillotine, demanding a hit.
Order, that is not the violent metaphor we usually hear in this house when people are attacking shinners. Hello, Minister Donoghue.
Thank you, Count Corla. I think it's very important to say... I have confidence in Simon. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
He would have made a lovely nun, to be fair.
Hello, Deputy Random Healy Ray.
I know the nurses have confidence in you. No. Do the women have confidence in you? No. Do the dogs in the streets have confidence in you? No. Do the road and the
Deputy McGrath. A man's got to do what a man's got to do. But you're right in here, Minister, like Rambo entering the High Chaparral. And it's not what this is. Deputy Kern the Lesser.
Sinn Féin have walked off the pitch again, Concord. They've added the Armalite to the Armadillo. It's an open goal and there's no one here to love bam you now. Come back to him in a minute and I'll try to think of a way to get you know where the bodies are buried in as well.
Minister Harris, have you anything to say in your defence?
I think it's very important, Concord, that I let my tweets speak for themselves because I get frightened in front of large crowds and also facts.
Goodness, I now call on the non-aligned deputies. You can share 30 seconds between you, Mick Wallace and Richard Boyd Barrett, and to make it fair, I suggest you alternate words. Go.
Nobody
is
ever
held
accountable.
Time's up, right? Vote.
Hello, I'm Hugh Wallace, interior design legend, and welcome to Homeless Home of the Year. And my guide this week is Owen Keegan, boss of Dublin City Council, best known as the man who cancelled Garth Brooks. Let me shake your hand.
Don't touch me. I've just been handling the latest homeless figures, so I feel unclean.
Okay. So tell us about the Homeless Homes of the Year contenders.
Yeah, the homeless are just flocking to Dublin for our award-winning services because we've such attractive options, Hugh.
Let's go see them. Wow, I had no idea, Owen. This is for the homeless? It is magnificent.
Yeah, that's why they're here in such numbers, like moths to a flame. If you picture a moth being Donegal people and a flame being country music.
Superlative Georgian architecture, George Third pillars, a stern sense of vibrancy and space. Let's go inside.
Inside? No, generally they just crash here.
What?
But there's great shelter under the GPO.
Oh.
Unless the wind is blowing from the east or it's winter.
Well, that's rather... Shall we just go inside? See the next home. Now this has a very hotel-like vibe, Owen.
That's probably because it is a hotel. It's what we call emergency accommodation for the last 5 years.
A 5-year emergency. Très drôle. Owen?
I wasn't joking. I don't do jokes or smiley faces.
Oh.
Anyway, this room is in huge demand. We get about 50 phone calls a day for this one.
Well, despite it being rudimentary in design, there is excellent storage. A mock Edwardian chest of drawers with coffee rings.
Storage? No, that's where the little ones sleep.
Quite well. Here we see the red dot they've placed to mark their favourite spot.
Well.
And the view of the back of the car park come heroin shooting gallery is phenomenal, Eric.
Actually, that's not a red dot. It's just a blood stain from a fight. Probably after some concert or match.
What?
We bust the homeless out during peak hotel bookings.
Jeez, I'm scoring it a -3 out of 10. Next we go to a family hub. Lovely cuddly name. This is positive. A kitchen really spacious for all the family. Lots of chrome finishings. Very industrial. Where they get to cook for themselves.
Exactly. Once they queue up with the other 187 families, they do get one slot every few days to boil their noodles in a kettle or whatnot.
Good lord. And there's another red spot. Is this more blood? I can't look.
Don't be ridiculous. That's not blood.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
It's probably rust.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we have to get out of here because the contract is nearly up on this joint.
What?
We have to write out another cheque for the landlord, but he's usually yachting around the Greek islands this time of year, so it might take a while to clear.
Coming up after the break, more luxurious joys on Dublin's homeless home of the year. I don't feel well.
Now we go live to outside government buildings where Simon Coveney is announcing measures for a no-deal Brexit. No, he's not there yet. All I can see is a coat stand. Oh, that's him. Let's cross over now and hear what he's got to say.
A no-deal Brexit is lose, lose, lose. It's like running for the Fine Gael leadership and becoming tarnished by a mistake. But a no-deal scenario is possible. And it could cause terrible problems for Ireland. It might lead to capital projects being reprofiled, a hospital being delayed by years, housing shortages and broadband not being fit for purpose. All manner of things can be blamed, can be caused by a no-deal Brexit. The destruction of our wildlife, a lack of regulation of tech companies, a lack of charisma in certain political figures. The threat of a no-deal Brexit already has seen a sharp rise in Bertie Ahern at women's conferences. And as Minister for Foreign Affairs, I'm responsible for things that happen outside Cork, as far away even as Mitchelstown. There will be no hard border to ensure free trade continues with Tipperary. After all, we need that flow of horses and cider to keep the peace in Mayfield. Passing all sorts of badly written laws over the space of a few weeks will now be our priority, even though we've had 2 years to prepare. But rest assured, our St. Patrick's weekend breaks will go ahead, because all that free drink and steak won't expense itself. Thank you for noticing me. Bye.
Good evening and welcome to BBC News, more depressing than a wake at Wetherspoons. Your main headline, three Conservatives have joined 8 Labour MPs in defecting to the newly formed Independent Group, a name so contradictory they might as well be called the Shaggable Frontbenchers. I'm joined on the line by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
Thanks, Hugh.
What is your view on the loss of these 8 MPs?
I'm appalled. I'm so angry I almost sound interested. These traitorous turncoats think they can sit on the sidelines, cribbing and moaning, ignoring the party line. That's my job. I should have them done for plagiarism.
But do you hold any personal responsibility for this?
Not at all. These backstabbing, spineless, smelly little tosspots are claiming they've been bullied out of Labour. Nonsense.
And what about their claims that you haven't done enough to combat anti-Semitism?
Rubbish. We did a serious and far-reaching inquiry / whitewash titled Ken Livingstone's Funtime Dewey Jamboree. He even did the catering at the launch and his hummus was delicious.
So where now does this leave your party's policy on Brexit?
It's quite clear we are definitely... Sorry, I'm running out of credit. Beep, beep,
the leader of the opposition beep, there, pretending beep. To be dial tone. Now we cross live to number 10, where the Prime Minister is holding a press conference.
Prime Minister May, but how do you respond to Enis Soubry's comments that the government was undergoing a shift to the right?
At this rate, the only shift I'll be doing is a night shift as a cash register at Asda.
Do these defections weaken your negotiating position with Brussels?
Not at all. You can't get any weaker than my current negotiating position. On my knees, cap in hand, saying, what if we give you Cornwall?
Prime Minister, Prime Minister, surely losing these MPs leaves you more firmly in the grasp of the DUP.
I'll answer that question as soon as I've got back from filing down Arlene's bunions.
Prime Minister,
maximum humiliation reached. Shutting down.
Just as the Prime Minister was speaking there, we got news of this statement from Boris Johnson. Wow, by Jiminy, I actually quite like this new independent group because it's mainly women and they're all unattached. Woof, woof, Papa's got the scent. Marmite, Rolls Royce, unemployment, Quavers.
Bulla, 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 bulla.
And this just in from Nigel Farage.
I think it's a great idea for the plain, pipe-drinking, fag-smoking, exercise-hating people of Britain. Labour are anti-Semitic, the Tories are Islamophobic, so why not combine and have the best of both? Just need to find a Lib Dem who hates the Sikhs, and it's a full house for Farage. Wah!
Charming. Honda is the latest firm to leave Britain in the run-up to March 29th, closing its plant in Swindon. A spokesman from the government joins me now.
Well, Hugh, this decision has nothing whatsoever to do with Brexit.
What is it about, then?
Leaves on the line?
Sorry?
Dog ate my homework.
Pardon?
It's not you, it's me. No, if you love something, let it go.
There we leave it. Broken Brexit, broken Britain, broken newsreader. That's all from the BBC, where we didn't even have time to talk about the ISIS jihadi bride, Shamima Begum, now officially the second most hated bride in the British press after Meghan Markle. Good night.
Welcome back to Homeless Home of the Year. We're going to another part of the Dublin City Housing Service.
Yeah, we're nearly there.
This seems quite a way out of the city, Owen. We've been driving for hours.
I didn't want to drive, but I had to because Meath and Cavan councils won't put 50-metre-wide cycle lanes on the M3. It's pathetic.
Cavan? And sure enough, hours later, we arrive in Cavan.
Pretty sure it's around here somewhere. What does Google Maps say?
There's no reception, Owen. We're lost. There's nothing else around. I don't remember the last time we even saw another building.
Oh, there it is.
Where?
It's the house next to the landfill site. You see it?
It is horrific. How could you subject poor homeless souls to this outrage? It has Venetian blinds. Jesus Christ, Owen.
Once I've calmed down, we get back into the car to see the next wonderful stage of Owen's housing services. But I don't see it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's because you're in it.
What? Don't be ridiculous. We haven't even got out of the car. Oh.
You see, some people turn down that lovely house we've just seen. So we put them off the housing list for a year, maybe 5 years soon. And often they end up here.
In a Skoda. I never thought I would say it, but... suddenly, Venetian blinds don't seem so bad.
Well, there's light.
So much you can't sleep.
Plenty of space.
For three cats, maybe.
No wonder we've so many in the housing list, really.
I have such an urge to Thelma and Louise your ass over the edge of that quarry right now, Owen Keegan. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever. Anyway, next week, join us for an episode on direct provision.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Dave Fadding's here to discuss this Sunday's Oscars. It's an absolute shambles, isn't it?
Yeah, well, first the host was going to be Kevin Hart, then it wasn't Kevin Hart, then there's nobody at the moment, then the technical awards were going to be in the ad break, and then they weren't, and on and on.
And the films are awful. I haven't seen them, but Ryan Tubridy never stops complaining about them.
Yeah.
He's one of the weekday people. Hates The Favourite, even though it's about history, which is literally Ryan's favourite period.
Yeah, of course, not for the faint-hearted. Lots of swearing, lots of lady love and goose racing. Yeah.
Right. But it's an Irish film?
Not at all, though if it wins anything, we'll pretend it is. And it'll be shared, of course, with IFTAs, which are so easy to win, they once gave one to a fella driving past the awards who happened to be called Gleeson. He wasn't even an actor.
Moving on. Roma? Weekday boy Ryan didn't like that one at all. The best performance in it is by the dog poo. Or so I'm told.
Yeah. It's a bit of an acquired taste, Mary, there, to be fair. Yeah, go on.
Roma, though, should be easy to pair it with wine.
Well, it's actually set in Mexico now, to be fair.
Tequila, how are you? I'm up for it. Now... Mohican's Rhapsody or something?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. Rami Malek almost certain to win Best Actor for lip-syncing through the film as Freddie Mercury, the gayest man ever, except in this film he didn't really like being gay, though the soundtrack of the best song is going to be won by A Star Is Born.
Oh, right, did like that one.
Yeah.
By the way, his favourite film is The Greatest Showman.
Oh.
How will that do?
Yeah, well, that was a couple of years ago and it didn't win anything then because it was a bit crap, you know. Nobody really liked it, to be fair.
Saoirse Ronan?
Not nominated.
Like I said, a shambles. But some of the films pair well with wine and it's 6 hours
hours long, so you can have a right knees up, it has to be said. Now.
Thanks a million, yeah, good luck.
Coming up after the break, solicitor to the stars, Gerald Keane, oh, who I presume is talking about westerns because it's got something to do with a sheriff.
Deputy, Deputy Mary Lou, your hyperbolic ranting time starts now.
Thank you, Count Carl. I'd like to start today by referencing the clowns and morons on
the... A point of order. It's way too early in the morning for one of her diatribes. Yeah. Come on.
You've had your time, Taoiseach. I will start by outlining the various motions of no confidence that Sinn Féin will be tabling against everybody, including ourselves, even though we know none of them will pass. What time do we get to Belfast? Look, it's this private number ringing me again. Mary Lou?
Very good job today, man.
Sorry, I can't hear you. It's about...
I said great job.
Okay. Who is this?
Just get you to Belfast.
Why do you keep...
You've a TV debate with Arlene Foster.
I don't take instructions from any...
Okay, ladies, you got makeup. We're going live in about two.
Arlene, love, how are you?
You're looking great, pet.
Stop.
Will we get a wee coffee after this, Mary?
Oh, let's. I've loads of gossip for you, Arlene, darling.
And we're going live in five.
Oh, by the way, are we going passive aggressive standoff or all out fracca?
I think fracca would look good. Yes, okay with you.
Perfect, love. Enjoy it.
And we're live.
First of all, I want to say I have no confidence in the GUP, who are a disgrace to the people of the North.
Well, I take no lectures from Mary Lou. Is Sinn Féin, IRA, BNB, Europapist, anti-God thing.
Would you shut your mouth?
How dare you? You're so pathetic.
Outside number 10. And here is the Sinn Féin president speaking live now.
And that's why I'm here in Dublin, London, to express no confidence in Theresa May. Is that her? Yeah. And her latest ridiculous Brexit plan. I've no confidence in the failed policies of the failed Tory parties. If I was in that parliament, I would no confidence the shite out.
Well done, Mary Lou. Back you to Belfast and talk about the patient.
Who is this? Oh, God, I'm so knackered. Which is why I've no hesitation saying I've no faith in anyone being considered for the PSNI chief job. I've no confidence in the process, and I would like to nominate myself as head of the police service.
And if I could just add to what Mary Lou said.
Sorry, who the hell are you?
Michelle O'Neill, the head of Sinn Féin Northern Ireland.
What? I thought I was the head of the six counties as well.
This is my patch, honey. And honestly, you're in the north so often, I'm surprised it doesn't call your tax residency into question.
You know what? I've no confidence in you either, darling.
Sit you down and watch your mouth.
What?
Or I'm ringing your man, so I am.
You wouldn't bloody dare you. Oh, what a day. I can't wait for an old glass of... What now? Yes? You American tech companies have a nerve. I've no confidence in your tax and regulatory... Oh, you want to donate to Sinn Féin? Yeah, there we go, brah. Yeah, English out. I'll see you at the New York dinner, love. All right, bye-bye.
Welcome back to Morning Ireland, the show for people without a watch, a phone, a computer or a clock in your car. It's 8:15 and shortly I'll be telling you it's 8:20. Now, to fill in those 5 lonely minutes in between, we go to George Lee, who's reporting for the National Biodiversity Conference.
It's actually me, Keen McCormack.
Oh, where's George gone?
He had to leave after hearing the government spends less on woods and wildlife than the grant given to a single greyhound that once came third in Shelburne Park.
Will someone please think of the biodiversity? Diversity.
Such a passionate advocate for the environment. If only he'd had the chance to go into politics to make a difference. Anyway, carry on, Keane.
One of the starkest messages to emerge from this conference has been that the planet and everyone on it is doomed. But it's not all bad news. Some of the species that have been on the endangered list are being carefully nurtured back to life, as ecologist Harry explains to me.
Well, thanks, Keane. We're actively engaged in the preservation of some incredibly fragile plant species like the one that you're holding there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Is that one of them?
Yes, that was the last of its kind.
Maybe I could glue that bit back onto the roots.
It's gone.
There you have it, Brian. Another species wiped out. Oh. I have become death.
Right.
Keane McCormick, an extinction event, RTE.
And it's just coming up to 20 minutes past 8.
It's a great song, better than Obama's. My fellow Americans, my beautiful melodrama.
Hello.
We're facing a terrible national emergency. I lost the remote control to the TV.
The TV is the only thing you've ever had control of.
And the other emergency, people are pouring over a border, keen to work the cruddy jobs Americans won't. We can't let them in. It's not the American way.
Hello, Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses.
And I'll put them in cages.
Oh.
We need the wall, folks, and I'm being sued by 16 of my own states claiming I'm turning into a crazy dictator.
That's a lie.
Thanks, honey.
You've always been a crazy dictator.
Quiet, sweet cheeks. Your husband is talking.
Ugh.
There's a rumor the Mueller investigation will end next week. Great news. And if my new attorney general decides not to release certain findings, that won't have been a direct order from me. It might come from one of my handful of staff who are not yet in prison.
You'll probably accidentally tweet it instead.
I've tweeted worse things. Speaking of worse things, crazy Bernie Sanders is gonna run. He wants free education and health care, a living wage. Sounds like a dystopian nightmare. This is America. We've no room for freeloaders. It's true.
Unless you've been freeloading from your rich daddy who kept rescuing your failed businesses.
Exactly. I'm the right kind of freeloader, and you're the right kind of immigrant.
Oh.
I look forward to beating crazy Bernie. The people of this country don't want an angry old New Yorker with a bad temper and ridiculous hair running the country.
For once, you're right.
So God bless the crazy electoral college system, and God bless the short-sighted states of America.
United.
What did I say? No collusion.
We'll see next week.
Mostly no collusion.
Oh.
Minister.
Good tidings, gentlemen of the press. Oh, I see a few women folk as well. How novel. Make haste with your questions, my handsome cab awaits.
Minister, do you have confidence in Simon Harris?
Of course. Massive, unaccountable overspending on capital projects is something ERA has been doing for decades. I'm proud Master Harris has shown his mettle by stepping straight in and completely losing control of the project. Although the young man's pallor does make me worry, he may have scurvy.
Minister, your department's signature plan, the Metrolink, has been completely changed, all because of a few people in Ranla.
Rainla.
Surely that's a blow to your authority.
Not at all, young man. After reflection, it's clear that this massive capital project would have inconvenienced a handful of Dublin's richest citizens. I think the grassroots resistance that sprang up against it is a wonderful example of democracy in action.
But it was only a few hundred people. Tens of thousands protest against homelessness and the government does nothing.
Well, I mean, come on. The homeless protests are usually beatnik hippies with guitars. They've no power. But people in Rainla, there are solicitors, are lawyers, are bankers, quite a few of our ministers, former Michael McDougals, people like that, with power. So we listen to them. Democracy, huzzah!
What about the drones over Dublin Airport?
Well, I'm very proud that the Irish airspace and ballooning industry has invented pilotless zeppelins or gliders, whatever they are. My policies in action, people.
No, but it'd like shut down Dublin Airport.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, we can't be expected to prepare for every unlikely scenario. Zeppelins shutting down an airport? No one but a writer of popular science fiction could imagine such a thing.
But it happened in London before Christmas.
Well, London is several weeks by fast horse, so there's no way we could have known about it. Now, horses, mine are champing at the bit. I shall visit the slums on the north side before we tear it all down to build this metro omnibus system. But the leafy south side will remain unsullied. We have to build this thing that no one is calling for, as apparently the biggest problem is getting to and from the airport. Trust us, we've proven a dab hand at massive capital projects. Tally-ho! Good day to you all! Yeah!
By the kid, boss, will we put the Fianna Fáil sign behind the podium on the wall, or do you want it on the podium?
I don't think this is the time, WOD, to be making decisions that might have far-reaching consequences. Huh? Not with Brexit so close.
Right, I'll just put it on top of this bin, so...
Fogra, could deputies please refrain from wiping their hands on the curtains after having the mixed grill, as it might endanger our deposit from City Waste.
We wouldn't be having this problem if I'd been able to get my spinach and quinoa quiche menu over the line.
You can't impose that class of refreshment on 5,000 of the party faithful at our dish time, boss.
Well, it is green.
We think green. We sing 40 Shades of Green.
We vomit green!
But we don't eat green, not at the Ardèche. No. It's a mixed grill.
Or a fried chicken in a basket for the health conscious.
Ah, oh, dear God.
Followed by a mixed grill.
Oh, what will you be singing tonight, Peppy Corn?
Well, I was going to start with Come Out, Ye Black.
No, you can't be singing, not with Brexit coming at us. We've serious party business to discuss for our supporters of Middle Ireland.
More like middle-aged Ireland.
What's going on over there? Jack Shomina, stop sliding in the dance floor that's just been polished.
Up yours!
Oh, you dirty little poop.
Sorry.
Jamilian, what are you doing?
Since you put a queeve on the naughty step, I'm the only one tall enough to put up the balloons, genuinely.
Wished up, Lurch. When are we going to blow up the confidence and supply, boss? I'm raring to go.
Well, you can't be doing anything like that until after Brexit, Willie. This is not the time to...
But my posters are pure pregnant. They're up the pole.
That's shocking, carry on.
I think we should be using the platform of the Ardèche to fire a warning shot to the government, boss.
No, Deputy Donnelly. With Brexit just 35 days away, this is the time for prudence.
I don't know why we're supporting the government. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm saying.
Will you stop it, McGinnis? You're putting my chakra right out.
Where do I put the goodie bags, boss?
This is not the time for goodie bags, Jamiriam. Not with Brexit just around the corner.
This is ridiculous, boss. You need to make a strong statement here this weekend, or myself and Mark McSharry will be off.
Off to join Pathertoe Bean's new Donkey Sanctuary Alliance, no doubt.
As it happens, I am planning to issue a harsh appraisal of the Children's Hospital
before heading for the Gael where it hurts by continuing to support them.
But that's what they want.
I'll use my special cross voice with severe sanctions promised for young Harris, like Noah Netflix for a week.
Look how many cocktail sausages I can fit in my mouth.
No, I thought we agreed we'd put Conor Lennon on the next flight back to Moscow.
Help, I'm bleeding.
You're supposed to remove the cocktail sticks first, you Lutherman. Now he's spitting blood all over the place.
Just watch out.
Now Jack Shawman is after slipping on it. Christ, tis like Vietnam in here.
This reminds me of the good old days.
And what happened to the Fianna Fáil Ardèche?
Jeez, at the Fianna Fáil Ardèche.
No, seriously, what happened? I can never remember.
Stop now. Stop that, lads. You've ruined it now.